Most drivers want to save as much money as they can at the gas pump. And that's exactly what Consumer Reports' latest survey found. Chris Hardo is the Senior Sustainability Policy Analyst at Consumer Reports. He says close to 100% of Americans say fuel economy is a deciding factor when looking to purchase a car, which is significant in a state such as Utah, where folks drive on average more than 800 miles per month and spend nearly 4% of their income on gas. Hardo says lower fuel costs aren't their only demand.
The consumers want automakers to continue to improve fuel economy for the vehicles that they sell. On the flip side of that, consumers didn't really show a lot of trust in automakers to actually deliver those fuel savings without regulations.
Hardo says two-thirds of Americans surveyed say the U.S. government should continue to increase fuel economy standards. That could prove to be difficult, as President Donald Trump has promised to undo what he calls an unlawful regulatory mandate on companies to eliminate gas-powered cars. He has also pledged to lower energy costs by loosening oil and gas regulations in order to boost supply. Hardo says when strong fuel efficiency standards are in place, significant progress and cost reductions are seen. But when those policies have been rolled back or frozen, it has a direct impact on people's pocketbooks.
You quote unquote let the market decide. The market doesn't deliver the savings that our survey shows consumers clearly want. These standards really help push the market to do what consumers really want the market to do, but it doesn't appear like the market will do without those standards.
Improvements in fuel economy and emission standards have translated to massive savings, according to Consumer Reports, including fuel savings of more than $9,000 for the average new car today, compared with cars produced in 2001. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.